Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, welcome back, and tell us what parsha of the week we're talking about today.
Aliyah, this week's parsha is Vayigash. Vayigash is very interesting because it's the culmination of Joseph's dreams, the realization of all of his hopes, his ambitions. Very rarely in life do we find that somebody really achieves the dream that one had. We're usually happy with 50% of the pie. And here Joseph, the whole ball of wax comes into being, right? Everything. His father comes to bow to him. His brothers bow to him. They acknowledge his greatness. He's the viceroy in Egypt. He's one of the wealthiest men in the world. He has a family. What could be better?
It's all come together.
The only thing is that in all of human life, there is an unease. There is an inability to really realize your dream. Especially the dream was when he was 17 years old. Well, when you're 17 years old and the world looks one way and you think that somehow if you can only achieve that, then everything's going to be wonderful. He realizes the dream when he's almost 40. That's a different time in life. Mm-hmm. According to the Torah, he's got 70 more years to live, which is another lifetime. And the dream of a 17-year-old doesn't often satisfy the person who is in middle age or later in life, because our dreams change. And therefore, he's always ambivalent in his relationship with his brothers. They're always suspicious of him. We'll mention in next week's Parshin Vayichi that they even make up a story to tell him that their father said he should be nice to them, because they're so afraid that that he'll wreak vengeance. But Joseph is way, way past vengeance. Maybe when you're 17 years old, vengeance looks good. But it doesn't look so good later. And to a certain extent, the great righteous Joseph, who's one of the heroes of the Jewish people, remains an enigma to us. He remains a mysterious, hidden figure. What happened with the last 70 years? What did he do?
We don't know.
The Torah doesn't even comment upon it. The only thing that the Torah comments upon is that he told his brothers that when I die, make sure that you take me back to the land of Israel, that I don't belong here. So, if you're the viceroy of Egypt and you're held in very high esteem and et cetera, and everybody's building tombs in Egypt. Egypt was a big tomb place.
Pyramids
and, and other things. So one would think, Joseph would be willing to, so to speak, reside in Egypt. But he isn't, because that's also not the fulfillment of his dream. So that the ultimate fulfillment of his dream is that somehow he should really be reconciled with his family. He should be brought home to the land of Israel. And it's interesting that he's probably not much remembered in Egyptian life, even though he saved them and he saved the world. He's only remembered by us, and that's really something that's true in the case of so many individuals, of Jews who have done so much for their country or so much for the world, and they're forgotten. It's like it never happened. But the Jewish people remember. And probably that's all that counts, because in the long run of time, Jewish people outlast others, and the Jewish memory is really it's a treasure, because it doesn't suffer from amnesia. It's very acute, and it's very accurate. So in this moment of triumph that the Parsha of Vayigash describes for us, as in all moments of triumph, there's a grain of salt. There is a downer as well that's involved. And the fact that when Joseph reveals himself to the brothers, and the brothers are so shocked, and Joseph has to try and reconcile and then put the whole piece together, that's not the dream of the 17-year-old. The dream of the 17-year-old is, look, boys, you see? But now he can't bring himself to that because that's not what he wants anymore. And I think that Joseph, therefore, is a metaphor for perhaps all of us, for every man in our stages of life. That many times what at 17 is our goal and what is our great dream, it turns out to be something else. What they call it in the modern world, midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. Midlife crisis is basically the fact that as one becomes older, one's values and goals and ideas change. They have to change. As our body begins to betray us, we think of ourselves differently. And I always say that my illustrious teachers in the yeshiva said that the mark of success is that if your grandparents and your grandchildren both think highly of you, then you're pretty safe. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when you grow older, you want your grandchildren to think highly of you. You know, there's nobody in the cemetery with a monument that says he was a tough businessman. Nobody writes that on their tombstone, all right? They're, you know, because your ideas change. Hopefully they change for the better. And that really is, I think, the subliminal message of this week's Parsha. And of the entire story of Yosef and his brothers.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wine. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.